Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Morit Katan, Daf Yotes, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Aloha A, starting 9 lines from the top of Amud Aleph and the 2 dots. Says the Gemara, Kol Dover Ha'omur Ba'Toyro Koin Mitamo, meaning the craving that it says in the Toyro, that a Koin should become Tami for, referring to the Shiva craving, the 7 craving, Yisrael Misaba, Yisrael is obligated to do an Avelus. But they added to it his half brother and sister, the one he shares a mother with, and a married sister, because a koyin is misabel only a choyso habesulo, only a sister who's not married. The koyin has the din to become tame, but a Yisrael has a din of avelus even a choyso nesuo. The din is misabel. There's a velus, there's an inus, avaloi mitamo, meaning the koyen, it will also have din avelus and inus, but he can't become tomit to these mesim, because they are not midiraiso. A rusosoi, a woman who one got engaged to in kidusha deraiso, so it means they have a real connection, a real deraiso the connection, but it's not marriage. Loi misabel, veloi oinin, there's no avelus, there's no aninus, veloi mitamo, and the koyen cannot become tomit. Tani says in the braiso, Kol she misablim olav, misablim imoy. Anybody who has an avelus, so the people that are craving to him have to join him in the avelus, as we saw before. And the Gemara now brings examples. Rav the mochos achose. Rav, his sister was nifter. Upokid lechia brei. So Rav told his son Chio, Omer le, katisoli gaboy, when you come to me, have a shaloch sandaloch. Take off your shoes. Meaning next to me, you have to be noeg avelus. Ramono have a bonoi dear Chanino achui maisin. Ramono, his nephews, the children of his brother Chanino, Rav Chanino, died. Osum sholun lehabiyosim haldich foisamito. So he asked him, "Do I have to put down the beds? Because that's the meaning of a veil to put down the beds. Only loy tzorich, you don't have to do that. Maldi sholun gabay mita kvir, you have to sleep on the bed which is put down. Only loy tzorich. Why? Because you have to do it only if nei ha'ovel." Maoli kreis es shma v'lispal do kashadu shma and daven. Omalein nishrein min adol. See from the following. Harisha also give a mace b'kever. Someone who's busy with the mace bury him in a kever. V'igi oin es kri shma and yes, it comes time shma. Poyush lamokav taharo. He goes to the place of taharo, not next to the mace. V'loy v'shes tefilo. He puts on his tefilo. V'koyer kri shma v'lispal does shma and tefilo. So you see that as long as you're not in front of the mace mamish, even though he's oisik be mace, he's still mechuyev with all these mitzvahs. So. Someone who's a curve of a curve will be mechuyev in that. Mimasai koivim es amitos. When do you koiv the mita? The minhag kfiyas samita is putting the bed down. And Rav Chaim says, referring to here also to other minhagi avelus. When does that start? Mishiyetze hameis mipesach hachotzer divar belozer. Once the mace leaves the house, leaves the chotzer, the courtyard, then it starts. Rav Shua imem eshiyisosam agoylel. Only once you cover the burial place, meaning only once the kavur is finished. Kshemezer Gamliel, Kevan Shiotzer Pesach Chotzer, Gamliel was nifter. Once he left the Chotzer, Omer Abelazar Talmidim Kafus Amitus, Abelazar told Talmidim to put down the bed and start the Minhagi Avelus. Okshenista Magoilel, then when the girl was Nistami, when the barrel was ended, Omer Bishua Talmidim, Bishua told Talmidim Kafus Amitus, put down the beds. Omer Loikar Kafinu Apizokin, we already did it, because that's what Abelazar told us before. When it comes Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos, he brings the bed back up. Pemoriti Shabbos ukoifer, Pemoriti Shabbos puts it back down. Tani, Dargosh, Niskefes veino nichves. So Dargosh, as we'll see in a moment, is a bed that the middle of it is made out of leather, and you tie the leather to the sides of the bed with straps, so you just pick it up, veino nichves. You don't have to put it upside down. Just remove these straps and let the leather fall on the floor. Meaning a bed has 2 sticks in the middle to use as a canopy. All you have to do is take out these 2 sticks, and that shows the avelus. So he says, the explanation is, they both have leather that's attached to the sides of the bed, to the poles of the bed. But the bed, the straps are around the poles. And the dargosh, the straps go into holes which are in the poles. So the one about Amito ve'ariso mishishufem be'oradak. So when is a bed and arisa considered to be finished to get tumo? Once you go and scrape them or you smooth them with the skin of a fish, with the hide of a fish. But if the bed is that you have leather, which is attached to the poles of the bed, so the poles of the bed are covered. They're covered with these straps. So if so, why do you want to go and smooth these poles? The poles anyway are not going to be seen. So talk about a specific type of beds. They're called arsoso keseriaiso, and they have holes. So regular beds don't have holes. I mean, the straps are around the poles, and this is a specific one, which you do see the actual poles. So when we now in the kviyasa midas, how do we know if to put down the beds? Of kri scripture Rabbi Yochanan, it says by Iyoiv vayishvo isoi laoritz, they sat with him to the ground. Alaoritz ain't ksiv kan. Doesn't say they sat with him on the ground. Continues the Gemara that if with base, Eleviyeshu iter laoritz. I said they sat with him to the ground. So what does it mean? Elodovashu somuch laoritz. I mean, now that they sat on the ground, they just got closer to the ground by having beds which are turned upside down. They're sitting on beds which are tilted and they're close to the ground. There's another reason for it. I had a good ikonim. Rakshbuchu says, I had a special kli in your house, meaning the neshama of the person who passed away. Because of you, because of the Averis, because you didn't have enough schosim, so I had to turn it around, take it out. So the same way I had to take away the neshama, so you take away the beauty of the bed. So use the lashon yichve asarsur. The sarsur is the middleman. What is the middleman? The bed is considered to be the middleman who brings life to the world because the mita is used for priya reveal. So you turn around the place where a person came from. Rav Yoyna, Rav Yoyna, Tavayim, Rishem, Rav Shem, Lokish, Chandamari, Prima, Hu Yoshan, Almita, Kfuyo. Why is he asleep on an upside-down bed? Kedishia, Nir, Belayla, Vinisko, Shuovel. Because if he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's going to see that he's sleeping on a lower bed, he's going to remember his Ovel, he won't do anything Ovel is also to do. The Chornoam, the other one says, Mituk Shu Yosha Mita Kfuyo, Hu Nir, Belayla, Vinisko, Shuovel. The other one says, because he's in a small bed, he will not fall asleep. So the first one says that because he's an upside down bed, so when he wakes up, he will realize he's awful. The other one says he'll never fall asleep. He says, I don't want to put down the bed, but I'll sleep on a bench instead. It's not enough to sleep differently. That's only because he says I'm not turning around the beds. If he agrees to turn around the beds, so that he could sleep on a bench. The Brisons say that it says by a Kohen Gadol, when everybody comes to give him food, he sits in a sasol. So the Gemara is with that Kohen Gadol, Abba Kohen Hedet Loi. Tavka Kohen Gadol sits in a sasol. Kohen Hedet does not. Ubi Rabbi, Tavka, because a lot of people there, Abba Yochid Loi. If it would be the Kohen Gadol himself, he won't sit on a sasol. So we don't use the small bench. So the more v'loy avdin ken, that's not the minhag. The minhag is that you do use a small bench. To turn around the beds, I mean the minhag yavelus, sometimes it will be 6 days, sometimes five, sometimes four, sometimes three. Be'er Shabbos shisho. If there's avelus be'er Shabbos, so then he starts the avelus on Friday, then Shabbos, you take a break, you bring back the bed, and then you have five more days afterwards, total of six. If it's Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos, so they don't have time to turn around the beds, Chamisho, then you have only the 5 days. You count Friday as one of the days, even though he didn't do Kfiyas Amito. Yom Tov L'achar Shabbos, if it's Yom Tov on a Sunday, and as Rav Chaim, you don't have 3 days before Yom Tov to say that the Avelus is going to stop, Arba, then you have 4 days, because he's going to count the days only after Yom Tov, meaning starting from Monday. Shnei yomim tovim shosh Hashanah. If it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then it's shloisha. Then you have 3 days of kfiyas amito. Says the Gemara, "Chatalmi min deramana hoyu lechad min kreved din hashayo." So one of the talmidim of Ramana gave a hoyra to the koro of the nasi, mishu zoykva shuv ene koyfa. Meaning, once you pick up the bed for Shabbos, you don't bring it back. Kama yomim hoyu loy. How many days did he, after how many days he said it? So v'akol ba'achav shav yoso shnei yomim hoyu loy. 2 days. 3 days. So first, Reb Chaim says over here, two pshatim. What does it mean 2 days, 3 days? Does it mean 2 days remaining in Avelus? Or 3 days remaining in Avelus? Or he's saying 2 days past the Avelus, or 3 days past the Avelus? And it means like this. If there's enough days past the Avelus, and they did Kfiyas Amito, you get the Shabbos, you bring back the bet, you don't have to bring it back down after Shabbos. How many days exactly? So according to the first pshat of Reb Chaim, if you have 2 days left in the Avelus, meaning 4 days past, and the second Bandarma has, you have 3 days left in Avelus, that means you have 3 days past. According to the second Shah Reb Chaim, so if you have 2 days that passed in Avelus, the main Priya passed, so then you have to do Kfiyas Amita after Shabbos, and the second Bandarma says you have 3 days that passed, so then, which is the 3 days that they have to wait before the regal, after that you don't have to do Kfiyas Amita again. He said, no, even if there's only 1 day left in the Avelus, you still do Kfiyas Amito. He saw the pasuk Yain Kimariso means you went against your friends, and the psak is the wrong psak. Tani Adar bepunduk ain mechayvim misoy likvois. Someone is in a hotel, doesn't do Kfiyas Amito, we're going go around. They should not say that he's busy with witchcraft, that he's doing sorcery. Says the Gemara, if his father-in-law or mother-in-law passed away, or any one of the relatives of his wife, he can't force her. Likhoil is like putting makeup, and lifkoy is to take care of the hair. Not only can't force her, he has to respect her and be noeg avirus like she is. Also, if she had her father-in-law or mother-in-law passed away, or one of the relatives of her husband, she can't put makeup and do her hair. She acts avirus like he does. Only his father-in-law and mother-in-law. That doesn't apply when it's a different kuriv of his wife. Then he doesn't have to be noeg minogi avelus. Reb Chaim brings him a chlokes rishonim. What about her? Does she do the avelus only for her father-in-law and mother-in-law? Or she does it for all his kuriv? This whole idea of someone has to be noeg minogi avelus in front of his kuriv was avel, it's only if he's living with him. Did you hear this from your father? So says the one that I didn't hear this from my father. The brother of the wife of Nechemia passed away. Also, they came and asked my father, does Nechemia, who has his brother-in-law passed away, does he have to do Kfiyas Amito? He doesn't have to. And that's because it's a relative of his wife, which is not his father-in-law and mother-in-law. Only the father-in-law and mother-in-law, he has a din of kibud that he has to do avelus. Similar question we had in the previous daf. Can he do shema and davening? Same answer. We'll learn from the following. Someone is busy with a mace, a caver, bearing a mace. He goes to the side. Put it in filling. Says shema and davening, even when he's bearing the mace. So kol shekhen a curve of a mace, that he's mechuyev in tefillah and mechuyev in filling. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan Daf Yutes.